Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Back in the booth, a couple little changes. I got my buddy with me, Big Trudy. Life is good. Campaign's going swimmingly for him. I think my ads are working. As the ad campaign manager, I don't think I should be mad. I don't think that I should be upset on the way this is turning out. We're bringing people out into the streets. We're bringing people together. We're unifying Canadians. Most politicians can't do that currently, but me in my cabinet, you know, as the ad campaign manager, people are flooding to the streets to show unity with amongst the quite a bit of Canadians, you know. Who else is doing that? Is Aaron O'Toole going out in the streets and bringing people out? No, I don't think so. Me and the Liberal Party are bringing people out in unity, you know. We attempted, you know, we thought it would be a good idea. We're like, hey, CBC, can you write an article about these people being racist? And they're like, yeah, not a problem. That's a hot button topic, a topic that we don't mind touching. We don't mind going out. We don't mind tiptoeing on those waters. You know, nothing we love more than race baiting everybody in to clicking an article. So that way we can sell more ad space to morons. You know what I mean? We need more click-through rates. So you are damn sure we're going to run a virtue signaling topic like that. We are going to, we'll shoot it across every platform that we got. We might even print that. We might even start up a newspaper, right? We're going to get it on the news because we need to sell more ad space with this network. Mainstream media is dying. What do? We resort back to racism. Everybody gets a little fucking when it comes to the racism portion. So I think that this campaign is going well. I was a great hire, you know? I was a great hire. There's about nine of you right now scratching your head going, is this guy serious? This guy serious? What the fuck? How could you even be the ad campaign manager for the Liberal Party? Because when you want the best, you pay for the best. Okay? That's what goes on. And also, this isn't shit that I'm drinking. For those watching on YouTube, this is not boiled shit. This is health, okay? This is what health looks like. Everything healthy needs to taste like shit. Look like it as well. So I'm trying the whole health thing out. As you can see, I always look like shit, right? I always look like shit. I'm not even drinking anymore. How do I look worse sober than I did when I was drinking? You know, how does that happen? I'm getting like fucking acne at 30. I always have bags under my eyes. Like, what is going on? When you get older, it just falls apart. You know, some people age like fine wine. I'm over here like I'm like a stale beer in the fucking garage with cigarette butts in there and chew spit, for fuck's sakes. Not going well. Not going well over here. Maybe being a little healthier might help. I'm off and on, you know. I'm off and on with it. Like most people. I'm going to go to the gym. And then I go for a week and I'm like, oh, God. Something else comes up. Great show for you ahead. Fan question. We're going to pull one out of our ass. I believe one guy sent me something yesterday, and I think it was pretty interesting. I think we'll give it a go, you know, if I can. Oh, I'll have to grab my phone at some point. But, yeah, great show. The fan question, I can't remember what it is off the top of my mind. I should have read it before hitting record, but I didn't because that's how this show goes. Interesting article we're going to go over today. Okay, first off, here's the headline on it. Okay, Cosmo. Haven't dipped into the Cosmo world. We do it every now and then on the Patreon episodes that we like to shit on all these fucking idiots that write for this site. 25 ways to suck a dick. Just put it in your mouth and put no teeth on it. Simple. But 25 people describe what they want to see in a dick pic, wrote by Karina Heisier, I can't say that, Taylor Andrews, and Rachel Verena. This should be creme de la creme when it comes to content. Chef's kiss, if you will. I'm excited to dive into this. This is going to come in layers. I didn't read the article beforehand. I seen the headline, read the first paragraph, and I'm like, you know what? This will make for a good podcast. So I saved it. We'll read a little bit and we'll commentary on it. I think that'll be the fun part of this. This will stay entertaining. This is what feminism has come to, hey? This magazine. You remember when I remember being a young lad, right? And like all the chicks that you hung out with. Remember being like 13, 14, and it was always like 25 ways to make your man come. I only really know like one, and it's just fucking whatever. Just make sure there's friction on it and goo will shoot out the tip. But this is where we're at. This magazine has just went downhill. But I remember being a young lad and you'd go over to a girl's house and you'd be reading it and you'd be like trying to be like cool. I remember trying to be like cool and be like, yeah, I pay attention. I'm hip to what the girls are into. It's just fucking nonsense. That was the pathetic way to try and get pussy when you were younger. You'd like read the Cosmos, hang out and then like discuss these things. I always liked there was always the little quizzes at the end, right? Those are always fun. I bombed on them so hard. But it's true. All right, let's get into this. First opening paragraph is great. While penises come in all shapes and sizes, when it comes to showing it off when you're sexting via a photo, there are good ways to highlight the penis, and there's not so good ways to highlight the penis. So in order to make sure you snap a photo that the recipient will, one, actually want to receive, and two, find pleasure from, we spoke with a bunch of people to determine what their version of a good dick pic is. But first, we dive into the notes and tips. And please note that dick pics should always be consensual. Like 100% of the time. Zero exceptions. Someone should explicitly say they want one before you send one. Hi, no one wants to see someone's genitals. Holy fuck, I read at a grade 2 level. Unexpectedly. Once you do that, yeah, it's like, hey, do you want to see my dick? Hey, you want to see this dick? What do you say? I snap a photo of this cock and send it over to you, you bitch. If people didn't want unexpected dick pics, why did they invent the camera phone? Huh? Why did they invent the camera phone? You knew exactly what was going to happen the moment guys got their hands on it. Christ almighty, flip phones. You remember flip phones? I'm dating myself here. 30 years old. First phone I ever had was an LG. Fuck, I can't remember the name of it, but it was shitty pixelated camera. You couldn't see fuck all. Fuck all. There's 9 pixels to make up one photo. Christ, this video probably has like 50 fucking thousand on it. You know what I mean? That's the difference. That's what we were working with back in the day. What do you think most guys did the moment that they took a picture of their hog? It was, you know how much it was to send a photo over text? It was like $4, okay? $4. That's how confident we were with our dick pics, okay? It was like $4 to send a photo. This is before the days of like data and all that shit. You know what I mean? There was no Instagram on your phone. You could download shitty like dial tone ringtones of your favorite songs, right? And then you could buy like, remember the screensavers? You buy a screensaver for like $1. Then they all had like these subscription services that would text you a joke for like $1 a day. You know, this is what we came up with. And to send a photo via text message, right? We didn't have no iMessage. There was no data. There was no hop on the Wi-Fi. No airdropping photos, okay? None of that was happening. None of it. It was like $4 to send a dick pic. That's the confidence of dudes. That's how fucking confident we were in a cock shot. So whatever these bitches have to say, unless they were slinging, we were paying to shoot these fuckers off, okay? We were paying good money. You work hard. I work hard. You wake up in the morning, you put your boots on, right? We go over this time and time again. Good money. And you could, with that thing, a pixelated dick pic that you could send for $4. And we shot those things off like the fucking Taliban with American rounds right now. You know what I mean? Loading up clips. You might have had a $1,200 bill just from slinging cock shots to all the local vixens. That's just how things were. So to not appreciate a dick pic should always be consensual. You know what, you selfish fucking uptight cunt? If you only knew what we went through in the beginning, okay? The amount of money that we spent to send a quote-unquote good dick pic. This is why marriages don't work, all right? This is why marriages don't work, because you don't see the effort that we put in the early days, right? Now it's always, well, what about me? What about me? What about me? Why is nobody asking if I want to see it? Because back in the day, this is what the pioneers of the cock shot had to go through, right? When it comes to mobile phones. Back in the day when they were painting and sculpting it, right? They were painting and sculpting the first dick pics. You had to have a guy. You had to stand there, cock out. He'd sculpt a nice sculpture of you. Put it in town square. Have your little fucking Jimmy hanging out with a little, what do they have? Remember the Athens? They had like the pieces of, I don't know what, flower. I'm not a flower guy, right? Holding flowers, posing, Mr. Olympia, that type of shit. Yeah, look how jacked I am, having your little hog hang out. And then we get to this, paying money to send a fucking dick pic. You can't appreciate that. The things that we've went through as men. They couldn't walk a mile in our shoes. They just don't get it, right? They just don't get it. Unreal. All right, back to this fucking shit show. Already has me upset. Okay? Once you go ahead to snap away, here's what to keep in mind for your next photo shoot. And oh, feel free to share this article with any penis haver you know, so the world can be more aesthetically pleasing place. Can be a more aesthetically pleasing place. Holy shit, Brandon. Retire. How to take a good dick pic. Because no guy is reading this, right? No, other than me, because I was like, what's going on in the Cosmo world? I need some content to, you know, feed me something. And this just popped right out. Oh, here you go. Here's a little gift. Little early Thanksgiving fucking dinner. How about that? Here, dress this up. Have fun with this one. Slid it right across the desk. Have fun with that. Take this. have a little gander at this bad boy that you came across. All right. Jenny 23 says, a dick pic is well framed. Ideally, you want to be able to see the lower abs, or at least the whole pubic area and some thigh. Also, the penis should be in focus. And just have enough lighting hitting it that there's some contrast between it and its surroundings. Holy shit. Listen, most men are not sitting around getting their friends to snap photos. This is why when you bitches sit there and be like, all they have is pictures of holding their fish. They only have pictures of them. Because we're not photo people. Okay, dudes that listen to this, I'm guessing 69% of you right now that listen to this podcast have a profile picture of you taking a selfie sitting fucking driver's seat in your truck. You know, you have that, or it's a fishing pic or a hunting pic. It's a shitty selfie or one of those, right? 69% of this audience. I'd even boil it down to 69% of this audience. Their Facebook profile picture is a shitty selfie of them sitting in their pickup truck, or it's a family photo that was professionally taken, because that's how many photos you have of yourself. Now you go to your wife's page, your girlfriend's page, photo, 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 lighting. Oh, make sure. How does this look? How does that look? You know what dudes do? If we're out on a bachelor party, we're like, hey, we should get a group photo. And we get one. And the photo sucks. The lighting's 90% of the time, nobody's looking at the camera. You're mid-conversation. It's a shitty photo. And everybody's fuck, boys. We look great. We look great. Our confidence is through the fucking roof. Look how good we look. We're all fat pieces of shit. There's Cheeto stains and ketchup stains from fucking hot dogs being crushed at 2:30 in the morning, you know? Everybody's stink-eyed, looking at the camera through one eye and a cheesy grin. And we all look at that photo the next day and be like, fuck, we're all looking good there, gentlemen. Look good. Holy shit. What a night.
Oh, what a night.
Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. Use the code PODCAST69. You'll get 15% off your order today. That's right. Big Trudy's back in stock. We got all sorts of cool shit on the website. I know some of you, bring back stickers. Bring back stickers. We're just waiting on an order. That's all. We're going to have stickers back right away. Couple new stickers. All that other shit. But in the meantime, we got hoodies, hats, t-shirts, all that good shit. You fuck with the cats? Do you fuck with the cats? Then head on over to DangerCatShop.com and use the promo code PODCAST69. Get 15% off your order today. Also, Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast is there every Thursday at 3 p.m. That's right. As soon as you listen to this episode, there is another episode waiting for you on Patreon that's only exclusive to that platform. Old fucking mushmouth over here. That's right. We're trying to make this a career, you know? We're trying to make our fucking damnedest of what we're doing out here and having a good time doing it. You know what I mean? So patreon.com, all exclusive footage too. The roast battle will be uploaded to that specific platform, so you can watch that as soon as it comes out. We will let you know when that is. It should be hopefully this week, but we don't know. But anyways, back to the episode. No, this bitch, this 23-year-old bitch seems to think that, you know, we got to have a full-on studio just to snap a pic of the cock. This is why. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Melissa, 30. For the love of God, take a picture with your shirt off. Please, I beg you. Don't Winnie the Pooh the assignment. You know what? That's a great take. Melissa, couple years under her belt, 30 years old. She's been in the game. She's been in the game as long as I have. She's been around for the pixelated dick pics. She knows what's going on. I imagine a woman like this can respect the fact that we were slinging $4 cock shots back in the day over the text message. She gets it. Take the shirt off. Take the shirt off. Don't Winnie the Pooh the assignment. I like that. That is good. That's good information right there. You know, it's like, you know, when you pull over on the side of the road and you're having a little quickie with the old lady and you got to do like the pull up the shirt and put it under the chin so that way like asshole and asshole sweat and pussy juice ain't locking up on the tee, you know? You know, like you don't want to be walking around with like that stain at the bottom of your shirt. You know, everybody knows what goes on there, right? Everybody knows. There's always like if you're fucking in public, you got that stain at the bottom of your shirt. It's very distinct. It's always circular. What the hell were you doing? Oh, I was eating yogurt. I was eating yogurt in a hot summer's day. Driving down the highway, I decided to pull over with the wife, and I ate a Yoikos or whatever the fuck, Greek yogurt. Blueberry flavored. I don't know if we're going to get through all 25 of these. I bet you by number 10, I'm losing my mind. All right. I like Melissa's take, though. Yeah, peel the tarp. I know some of you fat fucks out there, you're like, oh, you know, the fat kid at the swimming pool with the t-shirt on. You know what? Don't be ashamed, gentlemen. Don't be ashamed. Get the tarp off. Get the hog out. Get half hard. I think you got to go into it half hard. Half hard is a good way to be all the time. That's how you should live your life. Okay, what is Nicole, 26? There's going to be one from like a 19-year-old that's just going to make me want to fucking hate kids more. The best dick pic isn't a dick pic at all, but instead an almost dick pic. A guy I was dating once sent me a photo of casually grabbing his clothed cock. It doesn't say cock, it says penis. Clothed cock sounds funnier. And I almost lost it. The subtle shot of his erection without going to all the fuss of taking his clothes off and angling the camera made the whole thing seem way sexier. Nicole, 26. Okay. Again. The one guy, he's sending me a photo of him casually grabbing his clothed cock and I almost lost it. Yeah, I imagine that this guy was, like, somewhat ripped. You know what I mean? Like a clothed cock. I'm picturing, like, remember when Mark Wahlberg was doing the Calvin Klein and he fucking whipped the hog out and gave it a fucking wiggle at everybody? That's fucking awesome. That's what I imagine. I ain't packing a piece like that, so I can't just be throwing this thing around. Like, I gotta be like this guy. He went in full hard. He was full hard. Like, I'm saying half hard. The hog is half hard, right? Hear me out. This is a weird episode. If you just hopped into the truck and one of your buddies is listening to this, this is a weird episode just to dive in. You know, this is a tough one to segue in and be like, what the fuck are you listening? Who is this? Who is talking? I always knew you were fucked up, but my God, what the fuck is this? What are you listening to? Hear me out. Okay, back to what I was saying. Half hard. I think you do this half hard, you know? Is this the bar? First, we got this chick above. Hey, I guess if you're going full cock out, you gotta lose the shirt, right? But if you're going half hard in the ginch, right? If you're going half hard in the paint, I don't mind that. I don't hate that. Oh, God. You know what? I hate that I'm agreeing with these bitches. I hate that. I don't like that. It kind of annoys me. Okay. We got Lila, 29. Lila.
Lila.
Since what makes an attractive dick pic can vary from person to person. Oh, God. One of these people. And situation to situation, the hottest thing a guy can do is ask me what I want to see. Once, a friends with benefit asked me to specifically tell me what I wanted, and his confidence and boldness instantly turned me on. Understanding that someone's desires aren't stagnant in fulfilling what they want in the moment is honestly the most desirable thing. Lila, oh God. What is this? What is this? 25 ways to send a dick pic, and this is what you came up with. All right? We got Nicole up here telling you, you know what? I liked it. I liked it hard. I liked it hard and clothed. And then we got Melissa. Get the shirt off. Get the hog in the shot. And then even the young bitch at the top, she came in. Hey, I want a little lighting. I want to see some... you know, some background, fill it up a little bit. She's an Instagram bitch, right? She's been around the block. She's seen social media. She knows a good photo when she sees it. And then this asshole comes in. Just, you know, it varies person to person. You fucking pussy. Ugh, we're skipping Lila. Number four, fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, here we go. Oh, God. Okay, Karina, 28. We got a 28-year-old. I might be in the minority here, but a bit dick pic doesn't really do it for me. The only way it works for me if there's some humor or cheekiness involved. Once my boyfriend sent me a picture of his penis in a hot dog bun and said, "Want a bite?" The totally unexpected and hilarious angle of the photo is what really turned me off. There it is. We're done here. That's it. Who is this guy? That's how you do it, gentlemen. That's how you do it. I was hoping to God somebody in here was going to bring this up. That's how you do it. He did a dick pic. Beautiful. That's what I'm talking about. This guy can hang. Once my boyfriend sent me a picture of his penis in a hot dog bun and said, "Want a bite?" I had a buddy do that to a police officer one time. He was hammered drunk. Didn't go, I'm not going to name names or nothing like that. Fucking hilarious guy. Used to be a piss bag just like myself. And we found the soberness. I'm not fully sober. I think, anyways, that's totally whatever. Fucking who cares? Nobody gives a shit about your body cleaning up, man. Tell the story, okay? He was throwing a house party, and the cops kept coming up to break it up. And finally, he got tired of it. The house party's packed. Everybody's having a good time. Well, he put his dick in a hot dog bun, dressed it up, though. He went to the next mile. He put condiments on his cock in a hot dog bun. Little ketchup, little mustard. I don't know if he went as far as relish. Just the two main ingredients that you need. Cracks open the door, asks the cops, "Do you want a bite?" And that got hit, and then he got hit with an indecent exposure charge. The moment they wrote the ticket, he thought it'd be a brilliant idea to eat the ticket. He thought in that moment's time, if he ate the ticket, it doesn't exist anymore, right? So he ate the ticket while holding his cock in a bun, asking a police officer if he wants a bite. That was the best thing. This guy gets it. I like this. That's how you do it, gentlemen. That is, and the fact that she like was laughing at it. Karina, you, chef's kiss. I like that. That is just beautiful. That is how you do it. Holy shit. That is something I would do and send to my friends. That's how fucked up our friend group is. I would put my cock in a hot dog bun. I'd have to get like one of those. Remember when Lunchables did the hot dogs? I'd need one of those buns. But I ain't filling up a whole hot dog. Maybe half hard. Half hard, I'd probably get half a hot dog bun. You know? That is fucking awesome. That's got to be a good one. I bet you there's a few of you out there that got some good dick pic dick tricks up your sleeve. I can only imagine. This is the audience to do it to, I think. This is the audience right here. The people that listen to this, you heard this right here. You heard Karina tell us, "Yeah, my boyfriend sent me a picture of his dick in a hot dog bun. Said, if I want to bite you all," every single bunny. Every single human that's listening to this right now just went, yeah, makes sense. Laughed at it. Laughed out loud because you get it. That's why you're here. Because it fucking, this guy. I hope this guy's a fan of the show. If not, you're welcome here anytime. Someone find this guy. It's probably just made up. Oh, God. Is there any, like, really... wonder if there's any young girls in here. No. Looks like the youngest we're going is 20 years old. Okay. He's like, where's the 16-year-olds getting dick? Okay. Oh, that's wrong. All right. This is okay. Where were we? Okay, number six. We got Krista, 24 years old. One of the hottest dick pics I've ever received when a guy took one directly out of the shower. It was a full body frontal picture in the bathroom mirror. Because of the steam, the mirror was foggy. You could see just enough of the whole body. It was actually incredibly sexy, which also happened to include a great sneak peek of his package. Oh my God. This guy's probably one of those frat boys. He's a, oh God. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that he like went the extra mile, you know? I'm with the guy before. I'm with the guy. He did it. He's doing it the best right now. This guy sucks. This guy fucking sucks. Oh, probably one of those guys that's full of themselves. Just ripped enough. We might be skipping the fan question today to go through this list. We might be. All right, we're skipping that. I hate that. That's gay. Rhea, 27. Okay, honestly, I'm really into dick videos lately. Show me what you're working with in a better way than what a picture can show. Oh, see, this chick just asked for us to up the ante, okay? Dick tricks. She wants it in video form. I don't think you can't be, fucking throwing out the jerking off videos. It's too much. It's too much. We guys aren't good at filming themselves cranking anyways. You know what I mean? Like, we're just not good. You watch a girl fucking take masturbation videos, they got it dialed down. They got it figured out. Again, it comes down to the lighting. We'll beat off in the dark with the flashlight. You know what I mean? It doesn't look good. Unaesthetically pleasing. We look like fucking, you know, you look like a goblin hobbled over a fucking pot of gold. Oh, had to step out for a second. Actually, this ran out. Okay, we got Rhea. Rhea was talking about she wants dick videos. Next, we got Nico. I don't know where this landed off. My camera only shoots up to half an hour at a time, so I wasn't paying attention. Usually I'm pretty good. But got too into this. So we're going to move on. I know we talked about Rhea. I don't know where we left off. Holy shit. We got the MacBook. It's about to die. Well, if that dies, then...
If it dies, it dies.
Okay. Nico, 21. I like when a guy has a good grip on it, if you know what I mean. No, I don't. Don't leave that open-ended. What do you mean by that, Nico? A good grip on it, huh? You like a good stroke? Ah, see, that's an amateur move for a dick picker. A professional dick picker like myself knows that you got to keep your hands off the piece, because if you run an angle, a good angle can make it look bigger, right? A good angle can make it look bigger. And we don't need to be putting ourselves in a situation where she can start being like, oh, okay, I can figure out how big this thing is by having a grip on it. See, she tried baiting you in. That's what she tried doing right there. She tried bait. I love it when you just give a good grip on it, because then, you know, first date, maybe first, second date, right? And you would get flirting. You get a little horny sometimes, right? You get a little horny. And if your opener is you holding your piece, you got to be smart about it too. You got to like run your hand back into your like pelvis region to like get a couple extra inches on the tip or inches. Jesus, this is a game of millimeters. What the fuck am I talking about? Football's a game of inches. Dick pics are a game of millimeters, gentlemen. And we got to get every millimeter we can out of these photos. Jesus. She's over here trying to bait us in with like, hey, grab your piece and send me a shot. No. Fell for that once. Fool me once, can't be fooled again. Or however the saying goes. Okay, yeah, we ain't doing that. Taylor, 20. I prefer videos. Also, knock it the fuck off with emojis. Okay. Okay, I thought the young ones were going to piss me off. Nico21 comes out with a bold statement. I get a good grip on it. Not falling for it. That's some behind enemy line shit. Taylor, 20 years old, comes out, says, I prefer videos. Fuck off with the emojis. Well done. Okay. I stand corrected. I thought the young people were going to piss me off with this. Taylor says, fuck off with the emojis. I'm with you. No more the emojis. I could do without it. I could do without it. It does help get your point across sometimes, because sometimes you read something in your head and you're like, oh, they're being a prick here. Where a little smiley face, oh, okay. But you're being smug. It's funny how you can like determine someone's energy behind, I hate using that, just someone's energy behind a text. But you can like determine where they're coming from now, just like reading it, and by put the emoji, it's fucked. Language is fucked up now. Oh, fuck off with the emojis. I couldn't agree more. I honestly could not agree more with that one.
I gotta plug this in. Give me one second. This is a choppy episode. Back and forth. Missing where we're talking about. Okay, we're back. We got everything's plugged in. We're good. We're great. We're grand. Let's move this so it's more like that. Right? There we go. Perfect. Here we are. Yeah, I like that. Fuck off with the emojis. I'm with it. I like it. I like her energy coming into this. Maybe. But I can't be shooting my shot at 20-year-old pussy no more. It's weird to me. I'm like to the age now where I'm like, oh God, I don't want to talk to them. It's exhausting. You know what I mean? 30-year-old women, you can get a gauge on, like where they're at. I don't need to be dealing with, like, I don't know. What are we going to do? TikTok dances? I don't know. I don't listen to the same music as you. My interests are different. I hate when, like, I even, like, look back at myself. I hate my younger self. I don't even like me when I was younger, okay? That's why I have a difficult time. They're awkward. Young women are awkward. The things that matter in their life don't matter in mine. So it's weird. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, I can't sit here and pretend like I give a fuck about anything they have to say. That's like, I don't know. That's, I think that comes with age. You know, like, it's almost like when your parents were a little older. That's so dumb of me to say. It's like when your parents looked at you. They looked at you like an idiot. It's how this all goes. As you get older, you just look at the younger generation as they're stupid. You don't want to talk to them. They annoy the fuck out of you. But this one right here, fuck off with the emojis. I couldn't shoot a shot at that, though. You know what I mean? It's too weird. A 10-year gap? That's where I'm at now with 20-year-olds. Mentally, am I at 20? Yes. Yes, I am. I am fucking 20 years old upstairs. The body of the car. I'm like if you put a brand new motor in a 1990 Grand Am. That's exactly what it is. You just got a brand new motor in a shitty body. That's all. You know, the body of the car, not so great, not that pleasing. Couple dent scratches, bumper stickers, whatever you want to put on, like the fucking cab corners are rusted out, the heater don't work, but it's got a brand new motor. That's what you get when you get me. Okay, so like, yes, mentally I'm in the same stage as 20-year-old me, but 20-year-old me isn't the same as 20-year-old Taylor here. So when we talk, it's like I'm saying things that she's like, oh, that's racist. I'm just joking, okay? You know, like I can't. That's where I'm at in life, unfortunately. Jesus Christ. But I get it. I like that. I like the fuck off with the emojis. Fuck off with the emojis. I'm with you 100% on this one. You know, I'm 100% behind it. I like your message there. Give me a video. Shake the cock. Do whatever you do. Dress it up. Do a puppet show with it. Whatever it is, I'm there to view it. Make some content with the cock. Cock tent. That's what we're calling it. Make some content with the cock. Cock tent. Pornhub. Find me. All right, Kate, 20. Oh, a lot of 21-year-olds, 20-year-olds. Here we go. We're in the young bar. But here's the thing. Look, it. I like how the older women, they write something out. This is the difference. This is what I'm noticing. So Taylor just goes, knock. I prefer videos. Also, knock it off with the emojis. 20 years old. I like when a guy has a good grip on it, if you know what I mean. Nico, 21. Next, we have Kate. One sentence. Once I got a flaccid dick pic. That was weird. So, like, don't do that. Elaborate. Give us something here. Give us something to work with, Kate. This is why I don't like the young fucking idiots. See? Nothing. We scroll up. What do we got? Krista, 24, gives us a paragraph to work with. Karina, 28, another paragraph. 29, paragraph. 26, paragraph. 23, she gave us a little, but then you get to the 20. The young ones, one sentence. Once I got a flaccid dick pic, that was, like, so weird. So, like, don't do that. What? This is why I can't talk to him. This is why I can't talk to him. Elaborate. Let's conversate on this issue. We got a big thing on our hands. How to send a dick pic. You want, and then this is what, I don't like that. I don't like that. And you wonder why I lose my mind with these. You're given a topic. Let's talk about it. Let's get it out in the open, you fucking bitch. You fucking bitch. You know what I mean? And here, following up, next one. Here we go. Sarah, 21. Close-up shots are horrifying. Stand back a little bit. That's it. So between 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of them. Four 20-year-olds make up what the next one wrote. All right? This next one, 26. I can get down with this. Back to the 90s we go. Right? Yeah, 1926, that's minus 4. Okay, so that's 94. Yeah, we're working with it. 20-year-olds or 2000s babies, this is how fucking dumb they are. Stand, close-up shots are horrifying. Stand, so this is, we're getting into Sophie's. We're skipping the four 20-year-olds. We're getting into Sophie, 26. I feel like I'm a sports broadcaster, for Christ's sakes, right now. Don't do the thing where you press down on your balls to make your dick pop and look bigger. We know it's not that big. Also, the a little mood lighting never hurts, like bad nighttime lighting where everything looks yellow and you have to use a flash. That's a no-go. But fresh out of the shower mirror picture is always a safe bet, like when there's still steam everywhere. And you have to wipe a little off the mirror to expose the... There we go. Sophie, 26. Thank you. Thank you. Four 20-year-olds in a row. Bam, 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 bam. Nothing. We got nothing on. I prefer videos. Fuck off with the emojis. I like that, but not as much as I like this. Little detail. She's like, don't be doing the flash shit at nighttime. Yeah. Every dude does it, though. Every dude does it. Oh, fuck, I don't feel like getting the light out. You're laying in bed. She's like, send me the hog. This is what you're getting. I'm not putting effort into my nudes. Women put a lot of effort into their nudes. That's why they look good. That's why they look good. Dudes, we don't care. You want to see the dick? You're getting the dick. You're probably getting it laying down in bed because that's where I'm at. Wherever I'm at. Wherever I'm at. I think I've sent a hog shot with the where I was on site, snapped one of in the coveralls with the dick hanging out, you know? So young and horny. Young and horny. But yes, Sophie, here we go. A little mood lighting never hurts, like bad nighttime lighting where everything looks yellow and you have to use the flash. That's a no-go. I agree, but it's the easy way out. It's just, you know, done, gone. We're on our way. Fresh out of the shower mirror picture is always the same. Like, we're not saving pics, though. You know? We're not saving nudes. I don't know any guys that save nudes of their cock shots. It's just in the moment. Bop. Here you go. Bop. Rip and grip. But I like that. See the difference between these young bitches and these old bitches? Do you ever call women just women? No. Sophie 26 comes out of the gate and lets us know exactly what she likes. Hey, I'm just telling you. This is how it's going. This is what it's about. This is where we're at. Okay? Fresh out of the shower pitcher is all good. We don't mind that. We don't hate that. We're all good. Damn. That's why this is exactly it. I'm at the age where I like a good conversation. So Sophie at 26, this is why I could sit and conversate about it. These young girls, I don't like that. Why? What is that? Close-up shots are horrifying. Stand back a bit. Shut up. Don't talk. Go over there. Get away from me. Go dance to Cardi B. Do your fucking... Do you know how hard it is? What is that? That like fucking one where they're smashing their fucking hands? Do you know how hard it is being a male feminist? A female misogynist? All right, Liz, 24. See, this is what I like. 24, wrote a paragraph. 25, wrote a paragraph. Rachel, 35, writes a paragraph. Oh, we got a 21-year-old. 31. Okay, so they're just kind of handpicking retards for a bit here. They're like, what's the easiest? Let's fill this up a little bit. We need some content in here. Okay. Liz at 24. Okay, I'm a sucker for an artsy dick pic. Some may think it's a bit narcissistic, but using a self timer and lying out somewhere is sexy as fuck. I want to look at you like the fucking work you are. The work of art you are. And in my opinion, that should be a full body nude. Wow. That's because I don't see a dick and get turned on. It does nothing for me visually. But I think the human body is stunning. I bet you this girl wears like those pants that you get from a Thailand trip. You know, those like soft silk pants. Those are like, that's her going out pant. I can picture this woman. She wears a vest with a scarf, has beads for necklaces, thinks that astrology is the one way to find your partner. Liz loves an artsy dick pic. She wants you to throw the timer on. Wow, get out there. She wants you to spread them like you're fucking Kiefer Sutherland doing Mr. March spread, hog out, you know, hands behind the head. You're in a fucking leather lazy boy. Dick's just flopped out, you know, you're hitting them with one of them, you know, arms behind the head. You don't care, you know, she wants that artsy. I don't, it's because I don't see a dick and get turned on. It does nothing for me visually, but I think the human body is stunning. Holy shit. This is an episode. This is what we needed, gentlemen. You know, the world's in shambles right now. We're fucking fist fighting, you know, vaccinated, unvaccinated. This is the issues that we should be solving. We should be figuring out how to snap a pic of the cock. We're over here arguing about Trudeau, Aaron O'Toole, fucking Joe Biden, Donald Trump, war in Afghanistan, Taliban won. Dick pic. How do we do it? How do we do it? You know, you come to this show because we dive in on the things that matter. And this is something that matters. Liz, 24 years old, artsy dick pics. She wants them. We got them. We got cameras now. We got everything. We got everything we need. I'm on everything. Jesus Christ. You know, this is where we're at now, gentlemen. This is the war that we should be fighting. We need to step up our cock shot game by the sounds of it. That's all I'm saying. You know, a few more photos. Take a little time. Take a little time. We're in no rush, right? There's no rush to get a dick pic out the door. Back in the day, we were shooting around $4 cock shots. Now we got all the time, okay? We got the lighting. We got the fucking equipment. Your cell phone now can take some phenomenal photos. And we're out here just fucking shirt up under the chin, snapping one off in bed, taking a pic of your Johnson standing straight up as you're laying fucking vertical. Horizontal in bed and your dick is just like, you know, it's just resting. It's like, you know, it's hard and it's like laying on your stomach and you're just taking a shot. You're taking a shot. Take some time. Maybe Liz is onto something here, fellas. We need to get a little more artsy with our cock shots. You know? I can see your point. I thought I was going to disagree with a lot of these. I thought I was going to come in here and disagree with a lot of these, but I'm looking at some and agreeing. Jeez Louise. Okay, again, here we go. Megan, 24. It's hot when it's an actual body shot, not some low quality, up close and personal junk shot. I love it when my boyfriend of 3 years sends me nude pictures in risky places. Like when he sends me something from work, I'm like, yes, sir. There it is. There it is. See? Pioneer. Cock shots from the office. Not technically the office, but I was in the field, blue coveralls on, hog hanging out. I was feeling it, you know? I took a picture of my dick out with the pipeline behind me. I've done it. I think I sent it to some old cougar. She's like, let's see it. I'm like, okay, well, I got half hard, hung it out of the fucking, you know, you guys know if you're out in the field, you work in the patch, summer days, what do? You just go boxers and fucking, well, I did anyways, I was an operator. I just went like maybe some shorts, you know, shorts, coveralls, and maybe no shirt because it got spicy out there. Old Coog was like, hey, hang it out to dry. Snap me a photo. So what do? I do it. Of course I do it. You got an old Coog asking you for this. This guy over here, risky, hey, cock shots at work. Gets the gals going. Gets the gals going. So next time the wife, little, you know, you want to spice things up, send her a hammer shot from work. There it is. I'd tell you, I wouldn't hate nudes from the old lady if she was at work. Actually, yeah, that's the best. That's the best. She's like, it's kind of taboo, you know? You're like, she's at work sending you, and then you're like horned up. You want her to come home. You're like, you're shadow boxing in the corner. You're fucking pretending to, you know, fuck her. That's your shadow, but your shadow fucking in the corner. Pretending, oh yeah, I can't wait till she gets home. You probably jerk off twice before she even gets there because the thoughts that are going through your head, you're like, oh yeah, she's a whore again, just like when we first started dating, huh? That's what we miss, right? Remember those days? Remember when you first started dating and you were just getting like, bam, titty shot, titty shot, titty shot. It was just like fucking rapid fire. Now when you get one and it's in risky places and she shoots you one from work, you're hell yeah. You're hell yeah. Your team, hell yeah. You're on board with it. You're okay with it. I'm with it. Why can't we as gentlemen shoot off a couple cock shots from the office? You know what I mean? No matter if your office is the pickup truck in the field, there it is. Resolve the issue. God. At ease, Megan. At ease. Valerie, 24. We're on number 15, by the way. Number 15. We got a few more to go. What do we got? 24 of them? We might speed through a few. We might... 15. Okay. The angle is everything. Valerie, 24. Sorry. The angle is everything. I don't just want it from the top to see the head or the bottom to see the balls. Okay. All right. But if it's from the side and he's holding it like he's touching himself, that's kind of hot because you know he's thinking of you at the moment. Well, that's not true. That's not true. You're just hard and horny. Hard and horny. And if it's your old lady, who do you fuck when you're horny, right? You know, like if you're not the cheater type, right? If you're maybe you just seen a set of titties bouncing, you know, some chick just jogged by the fucking job site, titties bouncing. You see something in your head just triggers your fucking, the horny muscle. Now you're hard. You're like, fuck, oh man, I wish I could fuck something. What's the old lady doing? You want to fuck this? So don't be, Don't be that self-centered that every fucking boner that we get is about you, okay? Don't be thinking every fucking boner that we get is your boner. That's not your boner. Some boners are meant for other things. There's a couple rules now. There's a couple rules. No cheating, right? You can't fuck other women. And don't be thinking, don't put it in your head, all right? That's how your ego gets crushed. Oh, yeah, every boner that he has, it's my boner. Fuck you. Moving on. That you bitch. Taylor, 25. First of all, doesn't matter on the angle, lighting, or frame of your dick pic. If we didn't ask for a picture, don't send it. Oh, God, I really don't like Taylor. There's nothing worse than being on your phone and having a huge, unsolicited penis picture pop up on your screen. That being said, I'm looking for something effortless. Turn off the fluorescent lighting, lie down in bed, and snap away. The last thing I want to see is a guy flexing in the bathroom mirror. Put your hand on the base of your hopefully hard penis for a better scale. Take the picture from a lower angle. Make it look bigger. Taylor, not going to lie, you had me in the first half. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And then she comes out and says, I just snap it. Get it over with. I'm okay with that, but I'm saying we need to step up our game. Don't listen to Taylor. We got to step up our game, gents. We do. That's what I'm getting out of this. This is one out of, 16 so far that's been like, well, I don't really care. Just don't send me unsolicited dick pics if I ask for it. Yeah, but sometimes you just shoot one off. You know what I mean? Like, you shoot one off. Hey, babe. Look at this. This is quite funny. The related article on this story, 9 penis rings you didn't know you needed. This is what they're poisoning these women's brains with. My God. Holy shit. What did I get into? Rachel, 35. I've been dying for an over 30 here. I've been dying. Feed me more of this info. A photo of a guy touching his dick makes it look so much hotter than just a lonely penis staring you in the face. Erect is probably better than flaccid pants or boxers pulled down or totally pantsless. Although sometimes peeking out of the boxers can be hot, it's also good when it's close, but not too close up. Close up, it's anatomical. Holy shit, I don't even know what that means. Anatomical. Too many big words here. I like being able to see some background. Okay, yeah. And again, that's what gets you in trouble, gents. You know? They're not looking at the dick pic. They're looking at the surroundings behind. You know what I mean? They're looking at Big Trudy over here. They're looking at the new license plate that you just put up on the wall. I don't know if any of you noticed that. But yeah, that used to be on the back of the pickup, okay? They're looking at this shit all around, not this shit in front of it. Trying to see if you're sneaking around, fucking around. What's in the background? I need to see some things. The old Magnum PI zoom in on shit, right? Magnum PI in it. Trying to see what you're up to. Trying to see if you're slipping up. See if you're fucking up. Don't fall for that. Make sure. Always take a look at the background, okay? See, this is... Now we're behind enemy lines, okay? That's what they're doing. They want you to fuck up. They want you to slip up. What are you doing over there? Where are you? What are you doing? Where did you take that picture? I've never seen that part of your house before. That's not your bathroom. Whose bathroom is it? Then instead of like thinking that you're like going to get some sniz out of the deal for shooting off a cock shot, here you are trying to explain yourself that you took a dick pic in a random bathroom. You know what I mean? Now you got to explain that. So now you're setting yourself up for failure. So gentlemen, make sure that you are looking at the background of your cock shot. Is this a familiar location that she knows? Okay, yes. There's way too much to this. There's way too much to this. I started off, I'm peaks and valleys with this goddamn dick pic shit. I'm almost back now to just snap one off like the before bitch. Just like, who gives a shit? Just send me a cock shot. Just don't go all the way from the top. Nothing all the way from the bottom. We don't need all balls. I don't need to be seeing like your taint and the fucking wildernauts stuck in your ass hair. I don't need to see that. I don't need to see all of that shit. Just midway point, cock, hard, good. I'm almost back to there. Now we got to be thinking about background lighting. Holy shit. There's a lot more to this than I thought. Holy shit. Maddie, 21. There's an asterisk beside it. I don't know what that means. When a guy sends a dick pic, I don't really want to see the dick. I'm more interested in seeing the abs or his dad bod stomach, maybe a little booty. At an angle I like to see is a nice high above pic where the phone is looking directly down on the stomach or abs from above. Please don't put your face in the photo or include your dirty room in the background. Back to the background. Holy shit. I'd just rather see their bodies. And finally, something that I'd like to emphasize. If you send a photo, I am not obligated to send one back. Really? Really? Again with the background. No face in the photo, background photo. Okay, holy shit. No dirty room. No this, no that. Steamy mirror. Now make sure that there's enough light coming on the mirror. Just barely wipe the mirror so we can see a little bit more. It never fucking ends, it seems like. Holy Christ. Here we are. Let's speed through these last ones. Actually, you know what? We're going to do one more and then we're going to close out the show. Because they seem to be all the background. Here we go. The background. When it comes 300, keep it. Okay. What do we got here? Let me guess. Next one. Fucking background. Holy shit. Oh my God. It's the same. Oh. The back. All right. All right. Sarah, 31. We're going to end it out with an old bird. You know, not an old bird, a bird my age. One that gets it. Here we go. I like this one. Sarah, 31. When it comes to dick pics, I don't care if you were 3 inches or 9. Accurate representation is important. Okay. I'm constantly working to love myself and my imperfections. If you're feeling bad about your dick size, shape, etc., I could tell by the photo you send. Keep it natural and make sure it's close up. All right. See? We're back in the bit. No background. No back. Make sure there's background. I want to see a plant. Be confident in your photo. If you have a cock ring, put that on too. I personally find cock rings super hot. And knowing you are comfortable with toys is a big turn on and tells me a lot about a person. Sarah, thank you for being the one to close out this show. We're tired of hearing about the background. She's like, you know what? Dress the thing up. She is like the hot dog lady. You know, she just wants the other side. She wants the more, hey, show me that you're down with the cause. Not so funny. Go with like the next step. Bring some items in. You know what? Dress this thing up. A couple accessories for the photo shoot. I'm down with this. I like where she went with this. Doesn't care about the dick size. Recognize the dick size is what she's saying. I can tell by the photo you send. She knows. She's a veteran in the game. She's been getting pixelated dick pics from the fucking early 2000s. $4 cock shots. Understands that, you know what? You're putting effort. You're putting emphasis on your photo by throwing a cock ring, super hot. She loves it. I know you're comfortable with toys is a big turn on. Yes. Here we go. Sarah, God bless you. You fucking opened up another door for these guys, these Neanderthals, these fucking weirdos that listen to this show right now. I know that you idiots are into some weird shit. I know that for a fact. Christ, we got some of you. You know what? We locked down threesomes for some of you. You've gave it the information back to me. We're now covering the perfect cock shot, okay? Some of you are single that listen to this. Some of you are married and you need to dress things up. Sarah right here opened up the door for you. Cock rings, you know, making things a little more spicy with you and the old lady. You know, we could have been a political show today with everything that's going on, but this mattered more. And Sarah comes out and hits a grand fucking slam. Keep it natural. Make sure it's close up. I don't want to see no background. That's an old veteran of cock shots. She's been around. She's been around from the early days of the fucking flip phone. She knows that you need to get up close and personal because back in the day, like we were talking about before, the cock shot was pixelated, could barely see, horrible photos, could never make out what it was. You had to get up close personal so that way you could see the hog. She understands that. She doesn't give a fuck about a messy room. She's like, how much of a freak are you? And if you're insecure about your hog size, about your body, your imperfections, she sees right through that shit, man. We're not over here playing this type of fucking tomfoolery on motherfuckers. We're not doing it. I like that. That's a perfect one to close out the show with. I like that a lot. It's a longer episode, I think. Or no, because, what the hell? What was I just saying? I had to restart this because we hit the half hour mark. I was just saying, that's right, the cock shot, she comes in and just, boom, brushes it clean for us. I'm appreciative of Sarah to close out this episode. We needed to end on a positive note. She came in, absolutely crushes it, says, don't worry about the size or the shape. No one gives a fuck, okay? We just want to see it. We want to see it. Dress it up. Put the cock ring on. We don't give a fuck. I like that. I like that she said that. Because a lot of us are tiptoeing around the idea, well, I'm into some freak shit, but I can't open up that door right out of the gate because I might terrify this woman. But not her, not Sarah. Put on the cock ring, she says. Put it on. Photograph it. Send it to mama. And mama's going to make some pussy pot pie with that motherfucker. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, okay? If you want an extra episode every week, the Patreon has one waiting for you right now. Is it going to be similar to this? Who knows? You never know. We're always talking about random shit on there. I don't know what to say. But you get this episode that you're listening to right now earlier than all the other ones, right? You get this one 48 hours earlier. If you're listening to this on Patreon right now, you already know that because you've listened to this episode and you're waiting for the extra one. There will be every Thursday at 3 p.m. an extra episode is dropped on the Patreon. Hey, how about that? You like that, don't you? But anyways, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Please leave a review on iTunes. Maybe I'll go back to reading reviews. I know we skipped the fan question this week, but if you got a good fan question, DM me at UncleHack69 on Instagram, and I will, that's where I respond to all these. DM me, UncleHack69. For your fan question, and we can leave it anonymous. We don't need to bring up your name or anything. You've obviously known that if you listen to past episodes, but yeah, we don't discriminate. Okay, you have a question, I look at it and I address it accordingly. Okay, Anyways, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, and we'll see you next week or possibly this or afterwards for another episode on the Patreon.